The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Visit Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. How you doing? Thank you so much for joining me. 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio Pensacola. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. And in the studio this morning, kind of keeping with the theme of current events and celebrations coming up in Pensacola, I have Lindsay Jackson, the Marketing and Communications Manager for Visit Pensacola. Go to visitpensacola.com for more information. So much stuff. July is such an exciting month here in this area, and there's so much going on, and we're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to talk about some of the resources here available that you can use and take advantage of to know what's going on and where to go when and how to avoid the crowds and things like that, and beach safety. I mean, it's all coming up. It's July. It's time to get the kids out. July 4th. It's going to be great. Lindsay, how you doing this morning?
I am so glad to be here.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been here. I know I've talked to other people from Visit Pensacola in the meantime, but you were back here, I think, talking about Sunbelt Conference was the last time you were here, I think, right?
Probably, I know, yeah. But you know, some of us have to go out and sell that Pensacola sunshine, so it's
exactly.
Great to be back.
Talking about that, people are interested in Pensacola. I see it on TV a lot more. All my friends and family from, you know, other states have been talking to me about this documentary on the Blue Angels. I mean, it's just like once that came out, everybody was like, hey, Jake, don't you live near Pensacola now? And I'm like, yes, I do. I've lived here for 7 years, and now they're starting to take notice. Before, it was like, oh, he lives near a beach somewhere in Florida, which doesn't really narrow it down. But now it's like, oh, the Blue Angels place? Yes. So lots of people are coming into town. So let's talk about that. I know a lot of locals, they gripe and they complain because they're like, oh, these crowds and I can't get anywhere and it's just a mess. But tourism is very important. It's very vital to our area, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the time of year where I like to remind everyone to pack your patience when mm-hmm. you're going to the beach, because this is high season for us. And, you know, offer up that welcoming smile and that hospitable hello, because these people come here to enjoy the resources that we know and love. And because of that, I mean, last year they contributed over 1.3 to our visitor spend, and they contributed over $2.2 billion in economic impact. So
B with a B, billion?
With a B.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, so man. Just keep that in the back of your head when, you know, maybe you're going through the toll booth. And a lot of times it's actually locals that are creating that day traffic. Just remember, like, this is their summer. You know, a lot of families are spending time here, and just pack that patience. And I myself, as a local, I'm born and raised here. I've been here 28 years of my life. You know, there's a way to do the beach if you're like, man, I don't want to fight the crowds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, keep that in mind this summer.
What are some tips right off the top of your head that you could tell people
to avoid some
of the mess?
I always like to go early, and that's not just because of crowds. Like, that's also because of sun safety and beach safety. I like to go, you know, I like to get to the beach by 9 o'clock, because that's when the sun, you know, and I usually leave by lunchtime. So that's a great reminder of, you know, those sun safety and those beach safety tips. I also like to go down to the Gulf Islands National Seashore. There's a lot of wide open beaches down there. There's also no buildings. So, you know, you might not have those people that are staying on the beach and walking out directly from their hotel or condo. So that's a personal tip of mine. And then,
I almost wanted to be like, shh, don't talk, because that's my favorite part. I love going out there. It's like
too.
Another planet.
Yeah.
I mean, just white sand as far as you can see, and just that emerald water that just goes and goes forever. Yeah. And yeah, usually there's nobody out there.
Yeah. And I'd say too, look to other amenities and resources. You know, the Pensacola Bay City Ferry is hop on, hop off all day. It goes from downtown Pensacola to the Gulf Islands National Seashore to Pensacola Beach. So, and you can take your bike on there. You can take a cooler on there, and there's actually a tram in season that runs from Fort Pickens to Langdon Beach, or, you know, it'll drop you off at Quiet Water and you can have that Soundside experience.
Wow.
Or even, you know, you might not own a boat, or you may own a boat, and you can go to Sand Island or Fort McRae, and we have a ton of boat rentals. Frisky Mermaid boat tours, Sand Island boat rentals. I mean, we have so many in our destination that are so accessible if you just want to get out on the water and kind of do something a little different. So there's a lot of ways to experience the beach this time of year that may even be a new fun experience for you to vacation in your own destination.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we got 4th of July coming up around the corner. We were just talking to Santa Rosa Island Authority. They gave you props. you know, you guys work really, really hard all year round to bring us this these special events and this these celebrations. So thank you for the work that you do.
Oh, thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the resources available. We've talked about this last time, the Way to Beach app.
Yes.
And ever since the Barbie movie has come out, beach has become a verb.
Yes.
It's like, hey, how do you beach? Oh,
yes.
I beach this way. Oh, you beach well.
Yes.
It's like, what?
And if you're tuning in to at Visit Pensacola on Instagram, we did a really fun little cameo when that came out. So make sure you're following us. We actually hit 100,000 followers in the last couple months. I know I like shed tears of joy that day. We've been working for it in the 7 years I've been here. And I know that, you know, it's a little bit vain, but it's such a cool thing to hit. And it's such a validation point because our internal team, you know, while we're not a media outlet, our marketing team, we really try to lead with the expert mentality. So that means that we always have the most up-to-date, accurate information, and we try to have it first because we know that we have both visitors, but a lot of residents tuning in to say, what's going on in the destination? What's there to do on a Friday night? Mm. I have family visiting. What are the top 10 must-see things? You know, we could have a grant event coming up that's new or unusual. So we really try to be that source of information. And so our social media is great to follow us. So that's at Visit Pensacola. We, of course, have visitpensacola.com, and that's your big, big resource. And then we have two kind of, I shouldn't say newer, the app we've had for a couple of years. So the Visit Pensacola app. And I like to recommend that because it's kind of your pocket guide to Pensacola. And it's really interactive with our website. So you can favorite things that you enjoy and you almost kind of create your own little pocket itinerary.
Oh,
yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah. And then the last thing that's new, we have some kiosks. So if you have been in downtown Pensacola, maybe by about Jackson's or O'Reilly's, you might see this like America's First Settlement Trail kiosk.
Right.
Or maybe even in the airport. It's kind of stuck in a corner over close to baggage claim, but that's another actually like walkable resource where you can use a touch screen. You can take pictures and have them sent to yourself. That's kind of kitschy.
Yeah, that's cool.
But then it also gives you like live resources. So the America's First Settlement Trail downtown, it actually shows you like the guide and the map, and you know, you can save other resources as well. So a lot of ways to get in touch and to figure out what's really going on so you can enjoy the destination best.
And one thing I love, especially by visiting the website, visitpensacola.com, you can find all the fun, free things to do. I'm all about saving some money.
Yes.
So, of course, we've got the Naval Aviation Museum. A lot of people are into bird watching. Lots of birds here in this area, right?
They are. We're actually on... we're on the Florida Birding and Wildlife Trail. And for those tuning in, I learned this because I help host our press trips. So that's when we bring media into town to actually write about the destination. So this is another form of destination promotion.
Very cool.
I had one last spring because apparently spring in April is a big migration season.
Right.
But birds will leave the Yucatan Peninsula and they fly all night and they basically land around the Gulf Islands National Seashore and they refuel, have a little bit of respite, and then they keep going to wherever they're going.
Hmm. It's kind of like they're Buc-ee's. We're their Buc-ee's.
We are their Buc-ee's.
850-437-1620. If you have any questions, comments, let us know. I've got Lindsay Jackson in the studio. She is the marketing and communications manager for Visit Pensacola. Go to visitpensacola.com. Find all these fun things to do. A lot of them are free. A lot of nature. We've got, of course, the Blue Angel shows coming up. And there's so much history here in Pensacola. You mentioned the walking tour, you know, free historic walking tours there. Of course, we got bands on the beach. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. But download the Way to Beach app? Is that the official name for it?
It's the Visit Pensacola app.
Visit Pensacola app. Okay. And that'll show you everything you need to know and you can kind of customize it there for you. And social media at Visit Pensacola?
Yep.
All right.
Easy.
Yeah. All right. So what's your favorite part of this year? Well, I mean, we've got July 4th coming up. We've got the Blue Angels. What's your favorite part of summer?
Okay. You just named them both. So
Everybody
knows that the 4th of July, and we call it Red, White, and Blues Week here.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know how New Orleans gets Mardi Gras off?
Mm-hmm.
We really should get Blue Angels off in the summer because 99% of people probably take it off. But I mean, that is our Super Bowl. Summer is my favorite season. It's when our destination to me just feels truly alive. Like, mm-hmm. I know the weather's hot, but like you prep for it and there's just this energy. And so, you know, everything, of course, will kick off next Thursday mm-hmm. with the 4th of July. Right. And I'm really fortunate my parents live close to downtown. So we always do a huge party. But, you know, there's all these different celebrations happening all over the destination for people, for fireworks, parties. So, you know, of course, downtown, there's the Sparks and Symphony where they're doing the symphony presentation at the Hunter Amper Theater in
Wharf.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Then they'll do fireworks at 9 p.m. And then, you know, of course, like all of Bayfront will be closed down. Mm-hmm. But there's two other mainstream firework opportunities. So that's going to be at the Floribama.
Okay.
Which... I don't know about you, but man, I love the Floribama. I'm out there like probably once a month.
Yeah.
Not for the nightlife. The nightlife is fun. Don't want you to think I'm a big partier, but
well, all right.
You know, it's for the sun, the Bushwhackers, the yacht club has like some of my favorite nachos.
Yeah. Do you ever throw the mullet? Have you ever done the mullet toss?
Have I thrown the mullet? Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Stupid
of course
question,
I have thrown the mullet.
Okay. How did you do? Did you do well?
There is a full-on strategy.
Oh, yeah?
I give lessons in my free time.
Really?
Yes.
Mullet lessons. I've never, you know, just, I don't know. Whenever somebody says mullet, I just think of Billy Ray Cyrus. That's just like, it just flashes in my face. But I would think that they would be kind of slippery, so I wouldn't be able
they
to
are.
Like, throw
it.
They
are. You got to get a little grit. That's get, the key.
Oh,
that's the key.
Oh, okay. I see. I need to take lessons.
Yeah.
All right. I'll trade you drum lessons for mullet toss
okay,
lessons.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal.
I got Lindsey Jackson in the studio. Let us know if you have any questions, comments. There's always something to do here in Pensacola. I got to take a dolphin tour pretty soon. I need to see some dolphins.
They're everywhere.
I know. Right?
And they're great. You should really do it.
Yeah. We've got Stefan Schmidt coming in at 10 o'clock. He's our boat guy. He goes and sees them all the time. He says they just swim right along with him on the boat. And man, I can't imagine. That's like heaven for me. If you have any questions, comments, 850-437-1620. Go to visitpensacola.com for all this information. Man, you work really hard on this stuff. Let's talk about, again, why tourism is important, because it's not just... You know, making everybody think that Pensacola is cool, right? We bring in all this money,
yeah, and
it's economic development, right?
Yeah, truly it is. You know, it's a top five industry in Escambia County. It employs, you know, over 20,000 people, which represent over 40% of all jobs in Escambia County.
Wow.
So we're putting people to work,
yes,
in hospitality and tourism. And I don't know about you, I'm fortunate I get to travel amount, and you know. When you go to other places, there's nothing like Southern hospitality. And that is a recent revelation that I had. And, you know, I have a few, of course, like favorite places in Pensacola when it comes to like restaurants and dining experiences. But like there is nothing like having your toes in the sand and like the water in the background. And just everybody is on island time, even when you're like in downtown. I see it filter over because we are the only destination in Northwest Florida that has that walkable historic downtown. Mm-hmm. So I see that in our community and it really just spreads throughout. So it's that Southern hospitality that people have come to know and love. And, you know, I think people are at peace when they're by the water, and there's just, we have a lot of really good things here, and it's just, it's really unique that we get to share that. But of course, tourism is so vital to our economy. So the fact that people keep coming back, saying these kind things about our destination, you know, some people even moving here because they love it so much.
That was me.
So,
yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
I visited Portofino one time for a couple days and I was like, oh man, if Pensacola is like this, and it pretty much is. I mean, Pensacola Beach is amazing. You know, like you mentioned, the National Seashore, I want to keep the lid on that as long as we can, because I know at some point somebody from HGTV is going to go out there and they're going to be like, look at this place I just discovered. It's amazing. I'm out here doing grounding. And then all of a sudden it's just going to be like, you can't even move around there. But you mentioned how important the economic impact is and the jobs that are supported by this. Let's talk about how, you know, because there's been a lot of talk in social media and on the news lately about tipping and gratuity.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you're a local and you're out during these events, especially during the July 4th holiday, like you said, everybody should have that week off, you know, like we should get a holiday, you know, exemption. But a lot of people, that's when they go to work. That's when they really work hard, and it's hot and it's crowded and you can't find a parking space and you have to deal with everything. Mm-hmm. So if you're out and about, please please take care of your servers and your hostesses and your hosts and your anybody, you know, bellman and I don't know who I don't know, but I haven't been to a hotel in so long. I don't know if anybody even gets your bags anymore. But if somebody's going out of their way and they're working hard on these special events here in Pensacola, take care of them. You know, because that's their, you know, we're off, we're having a great time, but they're working hard.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's mention that app again. It's the Visit Pensacola app. You can go to the App Store and download that. You can have a guide to all of the family fun, food and drink. Mm-hmm. Are you a foodie like me?
Yes.
Yeah, through definitely.
And through. Oh my gosh. If we could have a ghost foodie podcast at work, we would. Mm. Oh my gosh. We have a few of my coworkers, like that's our bread and butter, if you will.
Yeah, we have a big crab cake cook-off coming up for Art Gateway on, let me see, when is that? That's July 17th. So after all of this is said and done, you can go and get you some really good crab cakes. Are you, you're big on seafood, I take it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it could be there's these Greek shrimp nachos at the Floribam. I talked about the food there a little bit. That's mm-hmm. like in the back of my mind all the time. There's, of course, oh my gosh, on Pensacola Beach, the Grouper Piccata at Grand Marlin.
Ooh.
That one holds a very special place in my heart. If I'm ever bringing like a first-time person to Pensacola, that's
Grand Marlin.
It's high on the list.
Yeah.
That dish, like specifically. But mm-hmm. I mean, Flounders, honestly, if I want that chilled, laid back vibe, fitness, and my family has a boat, so like we'll do the boat up thing, you know.
Flounders, you can get some peel and eat shrimp.
Oh my gosh. And it's hot out. Oh, and they have the sushi too.
Oh, the sushi bar is excellent there. It really is. It really is. And I love the grouper nuggets over at Peg Legs. I mean, you can get good food anywhere. Yeah. 850-43. I'm getting really hungry. 850-437-1620. I've got Lindsay Jackson in the studio. She is the marketing and communications manager for Visit Pensacola. Go to visitpensacola.com. Let's talk about your team a little bit. How many people are involved at Visit Pensacola? What's the team like over there?
Yeah. So we have a full-time team of 13 people. Mm-hmm. We, of course, our largest team is our marketing team because we are our destination marketing organization.
Right.
We also have a group sales and partnerships team. And I can tell you that we all, I think 90% of our staff is all born and raised here. We love it so much. We all understand the importance of tourism. I think we all have our ear to the ground because, you know, we want to make Pensacola better. And I kind of mentioned about that expert mentality thing. So everybody just, we love working together. We love what we do. And we know the importance of it. So we just, whether we're like out traveling, you know, whether I was actually at a military reunion network this past weekend. So trying to get groups in, and that's great for, you know, big groups of room nights. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I'll go to media shows, which is where I'll meet with journalists. And so like a lot of people will get these like really cool articles for the area. We have a really cool print piece coming out in Travel and Leisure for July.
Oh,
nice. It just got sent to me and people are like, wow, this is really cool. I love seeing it. And I don't think sometimes people connect the dots of like, that's not just happening. That is a really concerted effort from Visit Pensacola and our agencies, and that we're actively finding media. We're pitching them on all of the beautiful stories, and like to kind of piece things together, you know, it could be a big destination piece of discovering us, you know, Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, downtown, or it could be these really niche experiences. So actually this month, we're still in June, we hosted four dive media to the destination where they got to dive the Oriskany, and they're all doing really big features on diving in the destination.
Nice.
And so these are like those really cool one-off stories that we're getting to tell that can drive these niche tourism opportunities where, you know, divers, like they spend longer here because they dive a few times. They have to deal with decompression days. And so, I've learned a lot about diving. I'm not a diver. They're pushing me really hard. All of my media.
Yeah. I had a friend that I think they call it the bends.
That's what happens. Yeah.
You can't just go to the surface.
No.
You got to take it easy or it's going to be extremely painful.
Yeah.
So,
So we have a really large concerted effort in addition to our marketing efforts where we're telling these niche stories. I hosted a writer back in May that she specializes in Black history because I don't know if you know this, but the 160th anniversary of Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation is coming up in 2025 at Fort Barrancas. So this is a story that I'm like, man, historically, this is so special.
Right.
You know, we really need to make sure we're telling these stories and, you know, having that added layer of interest for our destination, because we are the way to beach, because we are more than the beach. We have that history, we have that culinary, we have those local charms, we have the Blue Angels. So there's so much more, and we're working really, really hard to get those people here.
And we're the first settlement in Florida, right?
No. We are America's first settlement, 1559, before St. Augustine, before Jamestown. That's
we're number one first.
We are number one.
We were here. We're the OGs.
We are.
Yes. Visit Pensacola.com is the best way to find out what we're talking about. All these great free events, free fun activities you can do with the family. One thing I noticed yesterday, I was working out at the gym at my apartment complex because it was raining. I couldn't take my bike out. But they have this screen, and you can push, like, you know, the hills of Bali or Central Park in New York or all these places. And it's basically just somebody with a camera that went through these trails or went through these areas, and you can ride your stationary bike and look at it and pretend you're there. And all of the scenes that I went to, nothing looked as good as when I'm, like, even just riding on Navarre Beach on my bike. I mean, it's just, especially when you get into the seashore part.
Yeah, $399 is beautiful.
It's just amazing. So I think that could be another kind of like little niche thing, because everybody has these electric bikes now, and everybody's going out. So I think that'll be a big bump in tourism, is people bringing their bikes down here, because it's natural beauty and just, you know, emerald water as far as you can see out, and it's just a great way to get out. Lindsay Jackson, Marketing and Communications Manager for Visit Pensacola. Go to visitpensacola.com. Tourism is important. It brings in a lot of money, and a lot of people have their careers and their livelihoods tied to it, especially you guys at Visit Pensacola. So thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about beach safety real quick, because everybody's going to be going out, I'm sure, this weekend to enjoy it. So what can we say there?
Yeah, the next 2 weeks are huge, especially with Blue Angels. Know the flag systems. I think that's the biggest thing in rip currents. Everyone's watching the news. You know, there's been some tragedies in Panama City. And, you know, no one, you know, you have to know these things. Like, because, and a lot of times, like riptides, people don't recognize them because they actually look like the safest place to enter the water. So we're actually seeing some really interesting videos that are showing people like what they look like. So familiarize yourself with those. Familiarize yourself with the flag systems. You know, green is calm, yellow is, you know, intermediate, and then so on and so forth. But also remember sun safety, wear your sunscreen, and again,
stay hydrated,
and again, pack your patience.
Yes, and go to visitpensacola.com, download the Visit Pensacola app. Lindsay Jackson, Marketing and Communications Manager for Visit Pensacola, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Great to see you. We'll be right back with Boat Smart, Stefan Schmidt, right after this. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.